Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. We want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection. We want to know the Christ, his love, his wisdom, his mindset. And we want to know Jesus. We have come here. Reveal the Christ, Holy Spirit, to us. We will be careful to give you the uttermost glory and praise. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. Do us good. We will be careful to return the praise. We rebuke every demonic attack, networking, projection, every divination, sorcery, noise that rises against your work and your church. Arise and swallow in the name of Jesus. I bring this August people before your throne, and all the lovely people watching on television, listening by radio and online. Every heart is before you. You are the worker of the hearts. Work on us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Are you clapping these hands? When someone will form, awesome God, how great are you. You are God, and mighty are your miracles standing up on your holy name. God, we bow and worship. Sing it one more time. Awesome God, awesome God. Hold it. How great are you are God, and mighty are your miracles. We standing up on your holy name. Lord, we bow. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Whilst we are trying to locate the scriptures, I welcome everybody to the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. Going to be with you from now until we bring the kitten down. I want to remind you and welcome all our friends from Amansan Television, also the guys on radio. Thank you. Good morning to all of you on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're live on Buen FM 88.7 in the Volta or Oti region. We're also live on Vision 1 FM, and also live on Amansan FM. This is Amansan, Oba Tampa Radio in the Kaswa and its environs. Let me welcome all our friends on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and Telegram. God bless you. Welcome to the W3 service. My name is Kofi Odro. Just to remind you that we're transmitting live from Kwabnamponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. John 12, 20 and 21, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Having read you that, I go further and read, the twin foundation scripture, Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th through to the 36th verses, the Bible said. And take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares, the Bible said, for as a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before before the Son of Man. Because of what I am built, I want to talk to you about the, I will be building up in the next 3 weeks or possibly in the next 1 month on the series, different models of series. The first series will be the seven wonders of the end time. The second will be the seven wonders of hell. And the third will be the seven wonders of heaven. Then the last one will be the seven wonders of the coming of Jesus Christ. These are four streams that I would love to talk to you about, especially the W3 service. Talk to you about, you know, on radio, on Vision One this week, I will be talking about Enkwasia Life. Monday to Friday. You want to listen, it will be of a tremendous blessing. In Bible study, I will leave just two of what I'm talking about this morning and then deal with it in Bible study. Yeah, we are preparing for Reverend Eastwood Anaba. Saviors 2023. We are going to be hosting this great man of God. At the moment, he's in London this morning. We will be receiving Reverend Eastwood from the 1st to the 4th. It's going to be an awesome moment in the presence of God. I am going to, this is not about which church you attend. I'm inviting you and your family to a life-changing encounter. If you want to scream, scream. Thank you. Hallelujah. So you cannot miss it for anything in the world. Say amen. Amen. Now, very quickly, I would love to, you know, begin what I call the seven wonders of the end time. I will begin with the scripture, Ezekiel, the 7th chapter. It talks about so many strong things, but I will be, you know, retreating from verse number 14 and push it to verse number 21 or so. The Bible said clearly, he said, they have blown the trumpet even to them to make all ready. Let me start again. They have blown the trumpet even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle. For my wrath is upon the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and famine with them, mourning every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also get themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. Goes further and says, they shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver or save them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. The Bible said, and they shall not be, they shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowls, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. So in verse number 20, the Bible said, in Ezekiel the 7th chapter, the 20th verse, as for the beauty of his ornament, and as for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty. But they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things within. Therefore have I set it far from them. Let me add verse number 21, and then I will allow you to take a seat, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. You may be seated in the presence of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Good to see all of you in God's presence. I will go back to verse number 14 and build it precept upon precept. Let me try and do the exegesis. The first wonder of this end time, even as the Bible has made us to understand, the Bible said here, they have blown the trumpet. Can you take this into a different version? Possibly, let me pick it that the different one from this. I will pick this one from there. The Bible said, the trumpet blows and everyone gets ready, but no one goes off to war, for God's anger will fall on everyone alike. Hallelujah. Can we go back to King James Version? They have blown the trumpet. That is in the past. It means that it's already been done. The trumpets have already been blown, but nobody is going to battle. It's the first wonder of this particular end time is that the sound of agency have been released, but nobody is behaving agent. We have declared the second coming of Jesus Christ and the things that will go with it. The Bible said in the Luke chapter number 21:34 that we read, the Bible is talking about agency. Yeah. Take heed, be very careful of the things that are going to come and going to happen. And yet, rather, we have become laid back, lackadaisical, and careless. The sound is blowing, yet nobody is ready for war. It's a wonder. You know what them ask is here? Everybody, the moment I say there is a snake here, everybody will, you know, look for cover. If I shout there is fire, everybody will look for cover. But the trumpet has been blown and nobody is in agency. Whilst I'm standing here, you know, should there be assailants or gunmen who come into this building right now and make, just release a trigger and blow one or two bullets into the atmosphere. Right now, many people who have not heard the sound of a gunshot, you possibly will leave your bag or your Charlie what? The sound of a trumpet have been released. Just like in a marathon race, or just like in a 100 meters race, or 200 meters race, they blow the gun, or they sound an alarm, and the alarm is to pick off the people going on the race. Everybody move. The sound of agency. I mean, if you are in this church and you are still asking yourself, what is going on? What is going on? Where? The world is going through crisis. The whole world is going through crisis. By now, you should know that. Jesus have said, we have declared it to you many times. Matthew the 24th chapter from the 3rd verse. Whilst he was on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him and asked him, tell us what will be the signs of your coming and also be the signs of the end of the world. And he said, be careful that nobody deceive you, for there shall be rumors of wars and wars. Follow me, let's work. And the Bible said in the 7th verse, and there shall be epidemics and pandemics. There will be crisis of wars and famines, and the Bible said there will be earthquakes in diverse places. He is making a submission to you in verse number 12. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In verse number 15, the Bible said, and because when you see the desolation of abomination come, you need to church know that the day of the Lord is by the door. The trumpet is sounding, but nobody feels that. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. People are still coming to church looking for an Italian visa. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. The only reason why you are here is to look for a wife. That is a wonder. The trumpet have been sounded, and nobody is in agency. There is no agency. If the president of Ghana is coming to church this morning, his motoki will be sounding the sirens, make way. And everybody will make way for His Excellency the President to come through, whether he's going to church or whether he's going to have lunch or whether he's going, whatever he's going to do is of no account to you. Make way! When ambulances carrying sick people, come on the road, all other vehicles makes way. There is a trumpet that is sounding, and yet nobody is in haste. Let me pay tribute to the Honorable Sherry Ayite, who passed on yesterday morning. Beautiful woman. The reason why I celebrate her is because I know she is an elder in her church, and I know she's a kingdom woman. Amazing woman. Honorable Sherry Ayite is a very sweet person when you meet her. If she sat in this church last week and my message was that God is a giver of visas, I have really displaced her faith. Even the devil knows that God is a giver of good things. You are in an urgent moment, and there are so many things that is of no account, of no use. And you may be on my emoha that you wake up and sit here in the morning for me to come here and talk to you about certain things. I'm telling you, emoha. If I'm telling you that God can only give you $1 million, emoha, because I know people who have taken it from the coffers of Ghana without anybody helping them to grab it. They took it. There is a sound of agency, but nobody cares. Now even street preachers have stopped preaching Jesus is coming. God loves you. They have stopped preaching that. Now we are street preachers. And the Lord bless the giver and honor the giver. Anybody that gives you, may your businesses thrive. May you go on and go forward. May you accept. Is this a message? Is this a message? Even the Muslims can do that. Is this a message? May the Lord prosper you. God bless the giver. Nonsense. Is this a message? Because anybody that is going to present the truth is a hater of the community, and a hater of society, and a hater of the nation, and a hater of the church, even the church. The hater of the church. We are so dead. The trumpet of the end time. The trumpet is sounding. But nobody is in haste. I have asked the question, where are the dumb broadcasters? Where are the bass preachers? Where are the people that are bringing our hearts back to alignment? Where are the people who can boldly stand before you and tell you, Obi kunusi kanwa wajini nyinshira mawoda? Where are those people? Because if you say this in the market, you will lose the cassava and the plantain, and you will lose the cocoa yam, and you will lose the yam and the tomatoes, and you will lose anybody who can give provisions, milk, and this way chocolate drink. Therefore, the preachers have known the mind and the hearts of the people. Therefore, sounding the trumpet is out of the picture. Sounding the trumpet is out of the picture. The trumpet is sounding, but nobody is in urgency, is in haste. The trumpet is still sounding. Be careful that you don't go to hell. Because you will all die. I will die. We are all going to die. And after death, there will be judgment. If I died last night, everything that I have by the grace of God is of no account. Everything, including every. I've taken my time. Standing at one place, I don't want to lose my notes and lose the essence of the message. I don't want you to get excited and miss the core of the message. And so I'm standing in one place, presenting the heart of God. After it is pushed out there into your heart and spirit, then I can be able to do the other things. The trumpet is sounding. I remember when my father Reverend Somoa Dapa died. The next day, it wasn't the next day, that evening, when he was declared dead and taken to the mortuary, his family went to his house asking for the car keys to his V8. I will not be an exception. Head of my family, I have told my wife, I said, the day I die, should I die before you die? You will meet nephews of mine you have never met. We've been married for almost 25 years. You have never met them. You will meet them. The day that trumpet is sounding, and if Christ has not come this morning in our lives, I'm telling you, the day, the time is ticking for everybody under the reach of the sound of my voice. And therefore, the trumpet have been sound, yet nobody is in urgency. We are busily having parties, busily having fun, busily fighting among ourselves, busily fighting against the conviction of our faith, busily, you know, church fighting among church, and all stuff like that. We have plans as if we will never die. We have plans as if, you know, nothing will happen to any of us. We have plans to 2094. Our plans go up to that point. As a matter of fact, there are people who have plans to 30, 35. We behave! We are behaving as if we have nowhere to go. We speak with so much ebullience and courage in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I will go to this place and go to. Don't you think that the honorable former minister who died yesterday morning also had plans that she will be doing something today? Man proposes, God disposes. Time is on your life. I am talking only to the wise. The world is behaving as if there is no tomorrow, no death, no judgment, and no heaven, and no hell, and no God. The trumpet have been blown, just like Jesus was saying. This generation is like children in the marketplaces. They said, we have played music for you, but you are not dancing. The music is playing, and knowing Ghanaians the way we love to dance, but nobody is dancing. We love to dance. Our president can dance. Our vice president can dance. Our speaker of parliament is a good dancer. We love to dance. Pastors can dance. Let's put up music. You will see all kinds of dance. There is different dance in church and different dance at disco. Different dance at the funerals. We are dancers. And so I'm asking, Diana, why are you not dancing to the music? Dancers, why are you not dancing to the music? We have played music for you, but you are not dancing. We played for you, we piped for you, but you are not dancing. Why are you not dancing? Yeah, we have played music for you, but nobody is dancing. Matthew 11:17, put it in GMT. He said, we played wedding music for you, but you didn't dance. We sang funeral song, but you didn't cry. He's speaking to a generation who love funerals. They love funerals. They love you. You didn't take care of your mother, and your mother died out of pain, and you are here collecting donations on your mother's head. I wish this ghost syndrome was real. But since it's not real, let me not waste my time. If ghosts are real, Captain Mahama should be waking up doing a good job by now. If ghosts are real, JB Dankwa Edu must be slapping people by now. Yeah, in parliament or wherever and order, all the people who have died injustice with injustice, let them rise up and fight for themselves. Since that is not nothing like reality, let the vengeance of God go after anybody who have a hand in all this. We are pleading. It's a wonder. It's a wonder that the music is playing and the people are not dancing. Funeral songs are going on and they are not crying. Even the contracted criers are not crying. The people we pay to cry, they came robbing all kinds of very hot ointments at their eyes and they are not crying. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. If I look at 80% of the churches of the body of Christ, we are far away from the reality. Preaching messages that people will be enthused and excited. Preaching messages that people will be excited and motivated to give big offerings. This is why we have wickedness at the center of the pulpit. Wicked preachers, wicked prophets, people who don't care anything about Jesus Christ and his kingdom. As for Christ, he is out of the picture in this end time. The whole show is a human showmanship. I prophesied he's going to do this and that. Yeah, and the people are saying, man, this prophet is not even a human being now. He is a God. Now we have created demigods. Demigods for the body of Christ. The people do not even want to put their faith anymore in Christ. The faith of the people are in human beings. This is why many people like T.B. Joshua, when he died, many people were crushed. Kwejo Anthony, Kwejo Buache, when he died, many people were disappointed and crushed because Oko Nikula Mukula Ajuako Krasofu Buachianza. Therefore, Sofu Buachi, you know, am I talking to a church? Everybody, the trumpet is sounding, and yet the people do not even know the reality. You come to Alabasta and your faith and God and conviction is confused. You should be. I remember one day we were going to board a plane with some of the fathers of this land, and one of the fathers said, came to me and said, Kofi, it is a blessing to be flying with you today. Once you are on the flight, everything will be fine. I said, really? I was thinking, once you are on the flight, everything will be fine. A doctor told me recently, he said, you people have put your faith in us, but sometimes we don't have the answers. Unbelievable. 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 The trumpet is sounding, but nobody is in agency. Nobody is in agency. The people in Alabasta even feel like, oh yeah, Tiabre, we've been hearing this for a long time, and some things are coming, and Jesus is coming, and Jesus, tell us our daily bread. We are thinking of our daily bread. Tell us of our daily bread. Your daily bread. After what did you know, I mean, what next? After you have eaten and you are full, I'm asking, what next? What next? What next? What next? I'm asking the people who have 3-4 cars in your house, 5 cars in your house. Let me ask even the people who have 5 houses or 4 houses. Let me ask you, how is maintenance going? Because the people who don't have any fuels, that once you have the house, that's it. But there are people who have 4 of them and they feel that is a burden. You are maintaining this, you are maintaining that. Sometimes you need caretakers. Fix this, do that. And sometimes I now understand why now people are not leaving property. Because the property they are living is even a burden to the people they are living to. I know Mr. Techimensa, I know Mr. Techi, I know Mr. Osei, I know Mr. Osei, I know Mr. Asante, all people who lived in this area. They cannot even paint the houses. So sometimes they feel like, I met a man who came from America recently, and he told me, he said, I have decided to sell all my three houses and chop the money before I die. Then I asked, so who will pay for your mortuary fees and your coffin and the canopies for your funeral and the chairs and the people who will come from your father's hometown and your mother, who will pay for us? Oh, you reminded me. I will leave some for that. The trumpet is sounding, but nobody is in urgency. Nobody can tell me that the world is in its normal state. Nobody can tell me that. When Dr. Ibrahim stood here and telling us that children at the age from 9 years can be diagnosed of diabetes. And we thought that diabetes was for, you know, people at 50 years and beyond. Now we are in the generation where, you know, I met a woman at the pharmacy 3 years ago. The woman said, can you pray for my daughter? I said, where is your daughter? She said, she's in the car. I said, what is wrong with her? She said, kidney failure. 18 years, kidney failure. Nobody can tell me that the world is in its original, normal state. Nobody. Everything has turned upside down. And everything turning upside down, these are signs and symptoms that is talking about something that you should be cognizant of, that something that the world is going through. When a woman is pregnant, there are signs. If you are hungry, there are signs. If you want to wee wee, there are signs. If you want to sleep, there are signs. The same thing, when a woman is pregnant, there are contractional signs. When it comes to delivery, dilation brings different pains, different levels of pain. You know, 5 centimeters dilation determine the pain you are going through. You know what I'm talking about. You know, before your water breaks, the pain is different. After the water is broken, the pain is different. When the baby is coming out, the pain is different. When it comes to the head, and then when it comes to the shoulders, then you go to the peak of all the pain. This is why when you call your mother a witch, it will not be well with you. You can't clap. I don't care whether your mother is a prostitute, witch, or whatever. She deserves some honor. The trumpet is sounding. Wonder number two. Put the scripture back. Ezekiel chapter number 7 and verse number 15 this time. The Bible said, the sword is without, and the pestilence and famine within. He that is in the field shall die by the sword, and he that is in the city will die by the famine and the pestilence. Another version. In this version, the Bible is saying, there is fighting in the streets and sickness and hunger in the houses. What is going on in this end time, my darling? Economies will suffer. Tell all finance ministers, I don't care how smart, the way a Akufo-Addo, my president, spoke, when we come, we will do this. You know, $1 million, one constituency, one district, one factory, one village, one town. I sat in my room and I said to my wife, if you disturb me or if you distract me concerning these promises, it will not be nice with me and you, because the Akufo-Addo promises are going to be the promises that would deliver Ghana. But as I stand here 6.5 years, tell me where the dams are and I will applaud you. Tell me any one constituency that have received $1 million. If by now we are receiving $1 million, my constituency Asapima should have received $6 million by now. The reason why we have not received it is because the time in which we are living in, my president, I have no idea what God is doing. You can promise you will fail. You will fail.
the wonders of the end time has made my president unpopular. There is famine. A commercy. And your Ghana Ngoa. Who promise you will be what you wish you can do a BC form. A BC form. So if I look at these people starting promising things, I'm missing. Disciplined people like Akufo-Addo could not even keep promise. The rest of you can keep promise. You better humble yourself. If I were all these presidential aspirants, I will humble myself. Should God help me and give me the nod to be the president of this nation, I would depend on God and his strength and wisdom. And we pray that if he gives us grace, we will do something to help this nation. Abijinaho said, and I will come, I will do this. Who even said you will see tomorrow? Who said you will be alive to see election day? Who said you will see election day? You don't even know how to take care of yourself. You have come promising this nation. You should be very interested. Honorable Sherry Aite is God. You don't know whether you will be alive on 7 December 2024. You are promising a nation. That's a useless promise. I told on Vision One, maybe a draw no part from 9 to 10. I don't want to hear politics. Don't talk to me about politics. A child was wrapped with curtains at Kanishi Polyclinic. The woman didn't have anything, or a shroud, a baby shawl, a swaddling shawl, didn't have it. The nurses removed the curtains and wrapped the baby. Whilst we are warning these girls of stupid life, foolish life, kwasi a lie, they will not hear. Yadana jung kwasi a jamai, and wama yase a boy. I'm telling you, Tiazemra, if somebody could tell, this is not the time to promise anybody. I am mean even promises like, I will marry you. We don't promise you. Yeah, we don't promise. A woman whose child died, I sent Mama Comfort and Mama Lizzie to commiserate with the woman. The child is 22 years or 21, up getting to 22, and died. And then I said to Mama Comfort, pray for the lady and pray for her family. You know what Mama Comfort came with? The message, it said the boy had promised his mother, I am going to look for greener pastures in Côte d'Ivoire, and I will build you a house. I will buy you a car. I will alleviate your suffering. I will make sure that whatever you have gone through to raise us up will be over. I am promising. The generation is unstable. You can't promise anybody. You yourself, you don't guarantee your life to be promising anybody anything. I'm talking to the wise only. Put the scripture back. The Bible said, you know, in the King James Version, the Bible said in the next verse, verse number 16, the Bible said clearly, and they shall escape. But they that escape of them shall escape. This word looks to me like, you know, the one in Luke chapter 21, verses number 24, verse number 36. That ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. There are things that will come to pass, and you need to escape them. This looks to me like Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 10. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also deliver you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world and try the whole world. The whole world is going through a trial. The whole world. The whole world. As I speak to you, President Biden have become very unpopular. As I speak to you, the Prime Minister of UK have become, if we conduct election today in the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister currently will lose. In the next election, many governments whose party are in gap, they will lose election. The reason is because the people are feeling that they are the cause of the troubles. But they are not the cause of the troubles. The troubles are what has been earmarked for the world to go through. It's an hour of temptation. Let me boldly give credit to the MPP. They are doing their best under the circumstances. Yeah. One more try. Because at a said year, Okaka na Ajewansam. Ajewansam. At the same time, you came on a break in your job. A failure. Nanka, but a failure. A failure. Sabre, you didn't know him. Quiam! You didn't know him. Quiam. A failure. A failure. If we have honest and patriotic people, they can boldly come out and say, you know what, we thought like this, but actually it's not like that. Be honest, be truthful. The moment you are covering the nonsense, it irritates people. Now what be Gina Ho and the GDP grow, but they don't care about your nonsense. They don't care about your nonsense. It is a big wonder. Sometimes when I say, you know, I heard somebody say, according to Bloomberg, Ghana Cedi is the fastest, currency. I said, tell Bloomberg that their figures are on their way to hell. The reason is because even Bloomberg is going down. Tell them. Bloomberg got Ghana. Bloomberg won him the Akoso. Bloomberg got Tomori, or Togari, or Todokno, or Tobenku. Win him the Akoso. I'm not a hypocrite. I only preach the reality. Yeah! Bloomberg got Ghana. Bloomberg got Fatro Toko Seko. Bloomberg got Faka Koye Kuromungwe Tiana Bome. What did the echo say? Stop it! Because there is something that God is creating a way for his people to escape. Escape. Bring the scripture back as I close. Bring the scripture back. I don't know, you know, I woke up this morning with Mama Christie's song. Mama Christie Dotata has written a song and sang it, went to the studio and sang it. You know, I got up very early in the morning. I said to the day, the song is ringing too much in my spirit. Abemu Shebrasi Sanfu, Dio Openona. Abemu Shebrasi Sanfu. Oh, Abemu. Shebrus is a fool. Oh, Abemu. When I sang the song, I said, this time will be a Obeyana Guinness. When you are no one funny, you will be bracha. Time will you be bracha. Opa punyame, and you will be an ebekachro and say, Johnny Brabak. Obe bracha. Verse number 17, I close our service. Look at this in the word of the Lord. The Bible says, all hands will be feeble, all knees will be weak as water. listen to a different version. In this version, look at it. Everyone's hands will be weak. Their knees will shake. Weak faith. Weak prayer. As I'm speaking to you, even people sitting here, 70%, are discouraged. Oh, don't be deceived by the nice makeup, say, message in line near my building reality, and I'm buying a me preach BB, serious. Hands are weak. Many people don't come to church because their faith, GDN, are you weak? The people who used to give money, I used to give tips, 500 CDs, take this and, sort of that. I can go to a tip, 1,000, it's a blessing. Now those people, I give them tip, 50 CDs. And they go like, oh, Baba. So who's this saying? My boots is shoebox, see me then. My boots is shoebox. I'm collecting the coins and the leftovers and putting it in. The people who used to give money to people, they don't even care about it. They almost come, they grab the money like it and give it to you as a gift. This time, they don't give gifts. No gift. A system, ni maya shit. System, ni maya shit. The people who used to pray, go to the path, labrakota, degrada. This time, it is lamentation. Abubudi, kasatintine. Not make the, by the time your wife comes back from the market, the obaya, I know about one chain, hey, missy, dear, get me chrome wire. At the end of Ghana, at the end of the free gas, obaya, I know about one chain. You say next time you will increase the chop money, you will increase the grocery money. Now the people who used to give them husbands are hot. The one best of the empire. Husbands are hot. This is many husbands don't even want to have sex. Abana tofo. The power stick have been deflated. Me papa hear me. Why you hot? And you be why now and now and now. Uboso pada ubesa di asori akode. The knees are feeble. The hands are weak. Look at even messages coming from pulpit. Now everybody is trying to tailor a message that is going to. Because if you don't tailor a message like that, churches can pay their bills. 14 ways of the benefits of seed giving, seed sowing. 19 blessings that comes to everybody that sows 1,000 Ghana. Tell out your message and you say, I'll be hot. Yeah. Yes, I've been real sudden and now electricity bill is down to me. So tell them, I see this morning, help me, let's preach. I am the preacher of Accra. I came to lift you. I am seeing everything is lifting up. I see visas. I see visas. I see millions. Money is coming. Money is coming. Money. 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 Now yet the job. Let me do a check akra. Anyene sa waso be yeshe. The hands are weak. the knees are feeble. The message will have to be money, visa. Dollars are coming, amen. Dollars are coming. You have received and you have not brought your tithe of dollars or this one. Dollars, who met your tithe? By the end of this week, dollars will be amazing. The week is gone and come. Dollars didn't come. Stop giving people false hope. Stop giving people. Let me tell you, things will get worse. You don't know I'm telling you. Stop giving people false hope. Peace, peace. Where is that peace? What I should be telling you, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the of eternal. Put the scripture on the screen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. If there is anything you should not let go, it's eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Not visa. Eternal life. Eternal life. Not nonsense. Eternal life. Eternal life. Tell the people the truth. Let them know the truth. Don't stop to say this nonsense. Come and accept Christ. When you accept Christ, everything will be fine. It's nonsense. It is never true. When you are in Christ, you will suffer. When you are in Christ, you will go through ups and downs. But he will be faithful to carry you through, to see you through. He will make sure that all things will work together for your good. Because he is a healer. He is a restorer of broken walls. He is a restorer of your feeble faith. He is Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, the life. No matter what it is, he will remain faithful. You are on your feet. Clap your hands for the Lord. Tell them the truth. The truth will liberate them. The truth will heal them. Yeah. Tell them Christ in you. Why the hope of glory? Because there are hopeless situations coming. But Christ is your hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That message, I meet people greedy. The message of, you know, if you have a car, it means you are blessed. If you have a house at East Lagos, it means this is why people are stealing the nation's revenue. Because everybody wants to have something to impress. Everybody wants to have something. I'm telling you, everybody wants to have something. I have intentionally do not want to comment on the 1 million the dollars in I have intentional. The reason is because the woman shares her name with my biological mother. What can I say concerning my biological mother? We hoard money and people steal. Hallelujah. As I close, I will tell you, bring your hope back to Christ. Return to Jesus Christ. Not to church. Not to a preacher. Take your faith out of a preacher and fix it in Christ. He alone will remain faithful when everybody have deserted you. Only Christ. Things will get tougher, but Christ knows how to take his people through. Jesus. When the storm comes, he knows how to awake and rebuke the storm and tell the storm, peace, be still. Jesus knows how to do that. Yeah. Return to Christ. Christ. Your faith emphasis to Christ. Not to men, not to church, not to gimmicks, not to all these human tricks that have come to church. This oil, it does this, this, that. Don't you think that going to visiting Israel and all that geek would have given me an opportunity to go and buy oil and come and sell it to you? Water from Jordan River is 10,000 for 1,000 Ghana, 10 cities for a tot is 10 cities from Jordan River, and from Galilee River is 5 Ghana cities, and Labelhead power from Kofi Odro from Jordan. Don't you think that this is not the season for deception? Back to Christ. Back to Jesus Christ, the lover of your soul. Yeah, come back to Christ. He who receives you just as you are. You know, when he saw that particular woman, he said to the woman, "Woman, where are your accusers?" The Bible said, and they said, "They are nowhere to be found." He said, "I don't also accuse you. Go and say, I want that Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus Christ. Let the preaching of Jesus return to the pulpit. The preaching of Jesus return to the musicians, the worshippers. Let them talk about Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the way. Jesus, the shepherd, the good shepherd. Let them return to Jesus. Jesus, not nonsense. Tell the people truth. The Holy Spirit will take over the rest. Touch people's heart and give them hope. Not these false promises. If this you do, this will be this. As for this seed, when you sow, you will never be broke again. Even governments are broke. Tell married people, it is not always going to be sweet. Because people are getting frustrated in their marriages. And then they tell them, there will be ups, there will be downs. But through it all, the Lord is faithful. He's on his throne. Tell them. Through it all. I have told you, worry Jimmy for a bed bread. This morning the day was playing the song of Osinachi. I said, if not for stupid people, Osinachi will be alive. The two hands are lifted up. I want to pray with you this morning before we pray for Ghana. I want to ask the grace of God to come through for us. We want to ask the Lord, cause us to escape. Strengthen our faith. May we lay hold on eternal life. The world is losing it. Many people are slipping off. God, strengthen me and help me to stand. Help me to stand. Help me to stand. Speak to your Father. Only 1 minute. Speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. Only 1 minute. Help me, help me, help me to stand. Help me to stand. Help me to stand. Help me to stand. Strengthen my heart. Strengthen my heart. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. God, my strength and redeemer. Tell God you are going through real situations. Help me. I feel like giving up. Help me. I feel discouraged. Help me. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. Sometimes I don't feel like even coming to church. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. Help me. Help me. Before I lose it. Help me. Help me. Help. Help me. Help me. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are watching me on television, listening to me on radio. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood.
Give me another chance. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Now I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Grace be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. The right hand is on your heart. And I would love us to pray for this nation. And before we do so, I would love everybody to know that human flesh is limited. Human effort is limited. Don't blame your leaders. Don't blame your leaders. Rather pray for them. That things will be fine. The things that are going on, that are coming to go on, are beyond them. Way beyond them. This is why the Antichrist is going to gather all nations together to try to pull all strengths together for all the world to be one nation with one currency and one leader. Because they feel that if they do it on their individual strengths, they can't. But still, the Bible said even that system will be thrown into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Remember Ghana. I pray for His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. At least, Father, be gracious to him that he can finish his term well. I pray for him, and I pray for our mother Rebecca. I pray for the first family. I pray for the MPP government. I'm praying for the people of Ghana. Be gracious to this nation. Heal us, we are sick. Heal us, we are sick. Deliver us from evil. Play the national anthem. I bless you for answered prayer for this nation, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to join us for our offerings? This is the W3 service. W3 means word worship and wonders. My name is Kofi Odro. Alabaster International Ministry is the ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. We transmitted live from here, and I'm so grateful for you joining us. 0249809911 or 0592296667. You can join us in the next service or any of our branches that is close by you. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome. Three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we bonduku. Stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Preach until there is confession and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.